Hello. Welcome to Live Well Lifestyle Seminar with Perry A. This is your time. Consider it your hammock time, a time to let your busy life just step out of that world, zip it closed. It'll be there when you come back. And take 30 minutes just to be, to let go of your worries, your fears, your have-to-dos, your to-do list, the undone things. Be in the moment and just totally relax and be in gratitude. We do these seminars once a month, and I like to think of them as personal time for busy people. We all have such busy lifestyles. As you know, I recently got back from a trip to Tahiti, a cruise. And I want you to know I picked up a really cool way of canceling negative thoughts. On the ship each morning, we had kind of an exercise meditation time led by Andy Dooley. And this was one of Andy's exercises, canceling negative thoughts. And believe me, before I went, I had a lot of negative thoughts. I had fear thoughts. You know, the last time I'd been on a cruise was 10 or 12 years ago. I was married, and I had somebody to help carry the bags and make the arrangements. And it's just easier when you have someone to help you along the way, through the airports, through customs, the long walks, hauling your luggage. And this time I had to do it by myself. And I have 74 now. It's not as easy carrying around and lifting bags. And so I kept thinking, okay, can I do this? And, you know, is my body going to hold me up? Can I get off the ship and go on some of the adventures without having problems? So I worked on recognizing those negative thoughts and letting them go and say, you know, there's always help available. There's always somebody around willing to help me. And, you know, even at the airport, people would come up and say, can I help you with your bag? Or let me get your bag off the carousel for you. So I found that it wasn't as difficult as I thought. I had crossed a lot of bridges with my thinking that I never got to. And we have an intention for the Live Well Lifestyle seminars, and it's to open awareness of how we can support our own well-being from loving thoughts about our body's ability to heal and return to balance, to learn to substitute positive thoughts for negative ones, to open the door to self-healing, to let go of the past and move on, to learn about living a peaceful, healthy, and productive lifestyle. And our daily affirmation for today, I really like this one. I am surrounded by love. All is well. I now deserve love, romance, and joy, and all the good that life has to offer me. Well, now that's a pretty picture, and it really feels good. So dip into that one. You can read it every morning if you like. I'm surrounded by love, and all is well. I found on my trip, people were eager to help me. Even before I asked, someone would come over and say, can I help you with that? So it was just beautiful knowing that love is everywhere, support is everywhere, and people are kind and helpful. Our thought for the day is, it does no good to think in any way negatively about yourself, not even a little good. Please don't confuse humility with self-depreciation. You've had enough thoughts about why you're not worthy to carry you through two lifetimes. You can stop now. Besides, none of those thoughts are accurate anyway. Most of them were exaggerations and some of them completely made up. So tell yourself the truth about yourself. You are wonderful. And that came from Neil Donald Walsh, Conversations with God. And I really love that. It was so apropos to our topic today of canceling the negative thoughts. And I would like to share with you the exercise that Andy gave gave us on the trip. And it was how to cancel your negative thoughts and you say, stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here. Now you can fill that fear line in with anything you want. And when you do it for yourself, you might let yourself, since no one else is listening into your thoughts, stop, cancel, clear, get the F out of here. That really wants you to kick that fearful thought in the booty. Now, I worked up one for my grandson because you don't tell a 9-year-old boy he has fear. And yet, when he goes to play a game and he gets in the batter box and they're playing a really good team, you can see him tighten up. The kids kind of choke up. They want to do so good and they try so hard that they're rigid. They don't relax and get into it. And so I said for him, I said, you know when you get those stinky thoughts, those little stinky thoughts come in your mind that say, you're going to miss, you can't hit the ball today, or you may make an error or a mistake, and when they put you down, or I'm not good enough to play ball, or I'll never get it right, all those little stinky thoughts say, stop, cancel, clear, get the stinky fart out of here, because they're like little farts. And, of course, kids like that thought, that they can say, stop, cancel, clear, get the stinky fart out of here. And that's what, for a 9-year-old, we call our negative thinking. So you can fill in what you want for that line. Stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here, get the F out of here, whatever you want to fill the line with. But when you notice that little thought, and the first thing to change is being aware that you're having a negative thought. My daughter was discouraged the other day. She loves plants, and her boyfriend gave her a fig tree, and they live on some real rocky land, and they worked all day digging a hole, bringing in dirt and filling it in, putting rocks around it, and planting the fig tree and a bottle brush bush. And came home the next day, and I think there must have been bone meal in the dirt. But when you have dogs, they like to dig in fresh dirt, particularly when they live on rocky land and they can't really dig in the dirt. And the dogs had dug up both trees, and they had stripped them of leaves. I mean, there was nothing left on the plants. And she just wanted to cry when she came home. And I said, you know, it is what it is, and let it go. I know you're disappointed and you're discouraged, but something good will come of it. And, you know, she said, no one ever gives me a gift, and he gave me this one, and the name of the fig tree was Brown Turkey. And she said, I just loved the name of it, the Brown Turkey Fig Tree. And she kept wanting to complain about it, and I know she cried. She was so disappointed that she can't have dogs and trees, too. And I said, we'll get a new tree, we'll plant it, and we'll put chicken wire around it. You're going to have to think, you know, that dogs don't know the difference, particularly puppies. And so I gave her for a gift a new fig tree and enough money to get the wire to put around it. And what I wanted to do was to let go of the old thought, the disappointment, and say, look, the universe supported me and gave me a new tree. And look at the good side of it. And now I have extra money that I can buy some chicken wire and put around it and some steaks and keep the dogs and the deer, because she does live out in the country, and other wildlife out of it until it gets tall enough and hardy enough that it can withstand it. So it's shifting and trying to find the good that's so hard. So when you first hear those little negative thoughts, just say, stop, cancel, clear. Get the fear out of here. And I practiced that so many times on my trip. And I want you to know, on the way home, my thought was, how am I going to get my suitcase in the trunk of my car, because it was so heavy. And I have a torn rotator cuff in one shoulder, and I'd already injured it on the trip, and it was pretty tender. And when we got off the bus, another man was at my station, and I had arranged with the person I work with that he was going to bring my car out, and leave it, and I have an extra key to the trunk, and he'd just put the keys in my trunk, and then he would text me where my car was. Well, he said I was on row C13. Well, I went to C13, right where he told me the car was, and there was no car. Well, wouldn't you know, lo and behold, there'd be a security man driving through the parking lot, and he asked, can I help you? And I said, well, my car's not here. It was supposed to be in C13. Well, when they have a C block, my friend thought all the rows were, he just looked up and saw C13 and thought they were numbered from 1 to whatever, but he didn't realize each row was a different row. It was row 12 or row 10, and the number started over, and I was actually about three rows over, and I had to call him at 11 o'clock at night to find out where my car was parked. But the security man was there, and not only helped me find my car, but loaded it in the car for me. And, you know, all those fears that I had, oh, how am I going to get this done? How am I going to get that done? Were taken care of. It's the universe provided because I asked and I was confident. Here was help. And that's why I like our affirmation by today. I'm surrounded by love. All is well. I now deserve love, romance, and joy, and all the good that life has to offer me. Isn't that wonderful that we're surrounded by love and people who want to help and kindness? Now, I'm talking about this in the wake of the Boston Massacre. So how do you put this together in that perspective? And, you know, life just happens. Innocent people are in the wrong place at the wrong time. There is no justification for it. And look at how the world has come together to support these people, and they're raising funds for them and offering counseling, and the world has come together as it does in times of chaos. Unfortunately, these tragedies happen. So I don't know the answer to it. At the same time, I believe the world is perfect and everything happens for a reason and everything is linked together. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. One of the exercises I want you to do this week is to write down 5 strengths or traits that you like about yourself. And each day, add another 1 or 2 to the list. You'll soon be seeing yourself through God's eyes. We take ourselves for granted. You know, what I do, I don't think I'm outstanding or amazing, and other people were praising me for going on this trip at my age by myself, how brave and bold I was, and, you know, that wasn't my concept of myself. So sometimes you need to ask other people, what do you think my strengths are, to get a list going and see how other people see you? Because you see yourself every day and you take for granted the things that you do are easy for you, or maybe you like gardening and you have a beautiful garden and yard, and other people are amazed because they can't plant anything and have it live. So make a list and write down your own strengths and look at what you like about yourself. And everybody is different. You can't be who you're not. You can only be who you are. And, you know, again, we talk each month about having an intention. My intention for this month is, my dominant intention is to stop, cancel, clear, and to clear negative thoughts and replace them with positive. Stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here. So that's what I'm going to work on for this month, and I invite you to join me with that one. We have a closing thought, and then I want to do a meditation. Sometimes our world gets so busy, we take time out, and I do appreciate all of you who are listening in your busy days, and I hope it's worth your while. My intention is to make it something that is very beneficial to you to take a 30-minute break. So let's do that. let me turn on some music here, and we'll do a little simple meditation. Excuse me while I'm getting the volume turned on here. This is from Valley of the Clouds, Stepping Stars. I invite you to find a comfortable position, a chair, to sit down and totally relax. Sit back in your chair, put your feet on the floor, relax your arms. If there are no arm side chairs to your arm, your chair, just let your arms hang down. Kind of release your shoulders, relax your head, and breathe in. Take a deep breath in. Deeper, 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 deeper. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and release it through your mouth. Just blow it out. And as you release, relax. Let go of the tension in your forehead. Just breathe in. And release. Letting go and relaxing your shoulders, your neck, your jaws. And breathe in. Hold it. Expand, expand. And breathe out. Breathe out, just sort of collapsing into your body, relaxing, letting go of all that tension. Let's go down to the shoulders this time. Breathe in. Hold it. Exhale and relax. Releasing all that tension. Just feel yourself melting in your chair and your feet firmly on the ground. Now I want you to go with me to an island in the Pacific. An island with white sandy beaches, coconut trees and palm trees, the fern swaying gently in the breeze. And there's a hammock waiting for you. And you crawl into the hammock. You're protected from the sun with a little shade. And you look out over the clear, clear azure sea. The shades of green and blue are just absolutely amazing. It's so peaceful. In the distance, you can see the waves coming in, hitting the coral reefs and stopping. The waves don't come all the way to the shore. It leaves the lagoon very peaceful and clear. And you're in the hammock and you close your eyes. And everything smells so clean and fresh. You're away from traffic and city and combustion and exhaust. And you breathe in the air and you just let go. There is nowhere to be but here. You can't do anything about, there's no computers, no telephone, no communication, no duties, no work, no someone waiting on you for an answer. This is your time just to melt into the hammock. Just breathe and melt into the hammock. Occasionally you take your foot and push in the sand to give yourself that gentle swing. Get back into the hammock and just melt into the hammock. Clear your thinking and allow your thoughts to dissipate. You want to clear your thinking. And when you notice a thought or a worry coming in, or I ought to be doing this, you breathe into it and you say, stop, cancel, clear, please get out of here. And you go back and you clear your mind again and you focus on your breathing. You breathe in and out very gently. Just focus on your breathing. Any thoughts that come, be aware of them, acknowledge them, and ask them to leave. And go back and find that quiet space. each time you'll be able to hold the space a little bit longer. Just be aware when a thought comes and you're grocery shopping or making your to-do list, or you need to write a thank you note, and just breathe in, let it go, and relax. Listen to the rustle of the palm trees as the wind gently blows them. That's the only sound there is. You're in heaven, a piece of heaven on earth. Now I'm going to put the phone up toward the music and let you stay in this place as long as you like. This is your time to let go of the busyness and relax. So I'm going to leave you with a thought for today. The key to creativity is knowing that my thinking creates my experience. I use this key in every area of my life. And one of the greatest gifts of creativity is to get out of your thinking, to relax, and let the wisdom come through you from deep within, that guided vision, the guided idea. This is your time to be creative by doing nothing. Your assignment is to relax, clear your mind, breathe, and just stay in this peace. The outline for this program will be sent out to you and posted online. And I hope that you enjoy this day and come back to this island. This is your island in the Pacific. Beautiful white clouds, other islands around in the distance, the mountains, the clear blue, azure blue-green inner shallow water, and the deeper blue out beyond the barrier reefs. And breathe and just relax in your hammock.